We smile and take a long, slow, deep breath, feeling this form, this sacred presentation of our awareness and our being. As we smile, it too is a sacred presentation of our awareness and our being. And for a moment, before we settle, actually just envision everything that your body, your mind, your emotions has already engaged in through the day. Now step back from that mental itemization that you just did, and in a stepped back, non-personal way, take note how much of that list that you had the choice of making, it was your choice what to remember and to put in the list, in that itemization, how much of that was simply doing. And how much of it was, for instance, the sky, the sunshine if it's shining, looking out a window, the texture of your clothes or your bed or a loved one who you kissed this morning or caressed. So just take note, again, scope back, non-personal. Whatever is the proportion, kind of the mathematics of that itemization that you just did, however that panned out without preconception, without it being preloaded, you know, benefit, detriment, personalization, all of that, without any preloading, that itemization is important for you to say to yourself. And so let's smile with that. Truly, deeply smile, whatever way that itemization shaped up. There's no judgment about it. Good and bad is for children. That's it. Good and bad is for children or adults. There is limitation and fuller range. That's worth evaluating. Limitation and staying within limitation, or fuller range and expanding from limitation, or expanding the rubric of one's limited sphere. That's worth investigating. So we smile. Take a long, slow, deep breath as we sit well in this sacred form, and we settle, breathing in and breathing out. And so, let us feel gratitude. A day that begins with gratitude will carry gratitude all through the day. And if we have not done gratitude in the morning, then we can bring it forward at any point of the day, and it will continue all through the rest of the day. Gratitude for sky, color, breath, friends, security, a home, a roof. Gratitude for electricity, running water, for food, for a refrigerator that keeps the food. Gratitude for being alive, for this breath. Gratitude. And maybe inside yourself for a moment or so, you'll smile, feel your heart, and what's the things that you have gratitude for today? And at some point, just let it pour out. Not about anything or any person. Just let it pour out. Like bubbles of gratitude. A little bit like a graphic today. And as we are kind of emitting gratitude, it has a vibration. Vibration can be experienced in a wide variety of ways. So take note of that, that there is a sensation or a texture or a vibrational quality. And let it keep pouring out. And in fact, as we keep pouring it out, let it actually roll through your room. You know, maybe add a visual, create a visualization with it. Let it roll through your room, roll through the people in your life, roll through your pets, the surrounding flora and fauna, roll through your community. Just let it keep rolling like waves of gratitude, winds of gratitude, whatever it might be. And maybe as it touches a person or a living thing, that person and that living thing is sparked to that vibration that you're feeling. we might come back to some of the list that we itemized. How is it that you and your physical body and your physical dimensionality interacted already today? And whatever was that original list, don't change the list in your mind, but whatever was that original list, because again, right or wrong is for children, and you know, we're looking at range, options. And now, gratitude. But whatever's on the list, whatever we experienced and interacted with and the way that we interacted with it, gratitude. Gratitude for it. For it as an experience, for it as an opportunity, for the fact that it arose into our reality, and that we had that as our reality. We made it real by interacting with it in whatever way we did. So we smile again. We're still sitting as well as our body is comfortable with. Breathing in, breathing out, gratitude. Now, for the next few minutes, feel joy. Joy or humor, whichever is accessible for you. Joy or humor. Humor can be a lightness of being. Such that with either joy, humor, lightness of being, they're all very related. They're all of the same root. Once again, go back through the original itemization, or at least the main points of it, and feel the relationship of humor or joy or lightness of being. It might be that with one thing on the itemization list, that lightness of being would be the excellent complement to that moment or that interaction or that email. It might be that joy or humor, laughter, would be that wonderful complement to a different thing on the list. So feel these three in their subtleties of joy, humor or laughter, and lightness of being, and feel again this original kind of, you know, how did you spend your day so far today? That kind of list, and that way with ourselves, way with our day, our physical dimensional day, and everything and everyone in it. So, as we complete, we've essentially looked at a contracting or exacting quality, an expanding or opening quality, and maybe just as we sat and meditated or contemplated, you might have also experienced an emptiness, a voidness. But it is likely that a lot on the first list of itemization was along a contracted or exacting quality of mind, emotions, personality, task, etc. And that gratitude and lightness of being, humor, joy, these are, of course, on the expanding and opening orientation and vibration of energy. We have options. That's what makes us human, or it's part of being human. We have options. And that is just so empowering all through the day. So, because you felt that today, you felt that in this sitting, and you felt it before, but we really spent a lot of time quietly with it so that you could feel it, then feel it through the day. As a human being, not only do we have options, but we exist on our planet not to be dense. The stones and the rocks and the mountains, the trees and their thickness of their trunks and their branches, etc., they take care of density. Animals, they take care of density. It's not the reason why human beings exist. Not ultimately. So that's kind of cool to realize that the other kingdoms are taking care of that. We have something else to learn. And we can smile with that. And complete. Love you all. Create a vibrational day. Love you.